Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard from his former fixer attorney, Michael Cohen.
Cohen laying out the paper trail of hush money payments to keep Stormy Daniels quiet about her alleged tryst with Donald Trump. Cohen describing opening an account for a shell company created to make the payment and telling the bank it would be used for consulting fees, something he now says was false. Cohen testifying he took out a home equity loan to raise the $130,000 to silence Daniels and that Trump approved.
ABC's Dave Packer. In federal court in Washington, D.C., Sai Varsith Kandala pleaded guilty to ramming a rental truck into metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year, Kandala admitting he was fueled by Nazi propaganda. An independent monitor declared that the Albuquerque Police Department is now in full compliance with reforms ordered by the Justice Department 9 years ago, paving the way for the end of almost a decade of court supervision. This is ABC News. May is Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. During a panel discussion, Vice President Harris got a little salty, relaying how some people will extend opportunities and leave them open. And when they don't...
Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down.
President Biden noted how the U.S. continues to welcome people from the region.
Fastest growing demographic in the United States. We represent how we are as a nation of immigrants. Nation of dreamers. Nation of freedom.
The Cannes Film Festival opens today, Tuesday.
Among some of the big titles expected, Mad Max Furiosa, The Apprentice, a biopic on former President Trump, and Megalopolis. But questions remain over whether a growing Me Too movement could overshadow cinema. On the eve of the festival's opening, the magazine Elle reported at least 9 women were coming forward to accuse a top film producer of rape and sexual assault.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera in Paris. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Canadian wildfire smoke is back. That's why skies were hazy over Wisconsin Monday. Air quality alerts were issued for several counties. The Department of Natural Resources says small particles may make air unhealthy for some people, especially the very young, the very old, and people with heart or lung conditions. Most rural voters favor economic policies that lower costs and raise incomes for the working class. Patrick Toomey helped conduct a new poll for Breakthrough Campaigns.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
The poll shows rural voters agree with many Democratic policy positions, but think Republicans are doing more for working people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game one of a 3-game series at AmFam Field. Pittsburgh jumping out to an early lead. The Brewers came back with a dramatic grand slam home run in the 8th from Jake Bowers, but the Pirates held on to beat the Brewers 8-6. The Pirates starter, Mitch Keller, keeping the Brewers in check for 6 innings. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle. That's just, it's a sign of, you know, we did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game. And obviously, you know, that Keller pitched. I think all the attention on the other two guys, I think he's He stepped up tonight. He pitched great, man. I've seen him do this before, but Keller was great. Ball was taken off. He was in total command. It's pretty special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The two teams go at it again Tuesday night with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here. The overnight, a partly cloudy sky, lows by daybreak will be in the upper 40s, a northeast wind. On Tuesday, sunshine returns with highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, we'll see mostly clear skies. Winds will be light, lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 54.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, we now have wish lists from both parties on what should be in the next farm bill. They are not matchy-matchy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Sabrina Hake, the federal trial attorney, 20-plus years, specializing in First and 14th Amendment defense cases, contributor to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune. But most consequentially, Sabrina writes a newsletter over on Substack. It's called The Hake Take. H-A-A-K-E is how she spells her last name. The actual URL is sabrinahake.substack.com. It's free. You can sign up for it. It's really worth reading. And Sabrina, welcome. And Hake underscore Sabrina is her Twitter handle. Sabrina, thanks so much for dropping by today. I was intrigued by the piece that you published titled, Our Falling IQ Shows in the Polls. Lay out the premise of this article for us.
Okay, nice to be here, Tom. And actually, Frederick Douglass is a perfect entree to this segment because he was self-taught at a time when there were no electronic devices. Lincoln, the same way, two of the most brilliant men we've ever had, self-taught, and kind of make the point that I'm going to make today. So starting in about 1930, social researchers have tracked the IQ level of Americans with a big enough sample of the population that we could draw some conclusions from it. And from 1930 until this last period that I'm going to talk to you about, our IQs, our national IQs, have risen significantly every decade from 3 to 5 points per decade. Unfortunately, starting in about 2006 through 2018, instead of going up every year slightly, 3 to 5 is not slight, but it's significant over time, we have now started to show a decline, which is concerning on many levels. But between 2006 and 2018, the researchers at Northwestern University and the University of Oregon found evidence of a complete reversal in intelligence. So the Flynn effect, which was showing our increase over time, has now not just plateaued, but started to go in reverse, which is alarming for a lot of reasons. Scores in 3 of the 4 broad domains of intelligence, including logic, vocabulary, and visual and mathematical problem solving, showed a significant decline. And of course, these are averages. So in some areas of the country, probably it's a more significant decline. So we're going from 5% increase per decade, now showing a 2 to 3% decline, which for some people is going to be, you know, even more, 10 to 15%, which is alarming for national security purposes. As you know, Tom, you've written about it many times, the influence of China and Russia trying to manipulate our low information voters. And getting a lot of traction, unfortunately, with the MAGA base, and it's really not about politics, it's about national security. So the IQ that has been tracked for since 1930s is going down, but also the national assessment testing for students is showing a dramatic decrease. Last year, in 2023, the national assessment of 13-year-olds showed our lowest test scores in decades in math and reading. And this way predates, the trend started years before COVID. So it's not a COVID phenomenon, it's a drop in our intellect across the board, across ages, and including grades. So what's causing it? I mean, people can point to diets and families, you know, all kinds of—
Legalized pot, some people have suggested. But this does seem to have started around the same time that the teenage mental health crisis started, and that seems to be tied to social media.
Exactly. So about 2000 is the year when social researchers showed that a majority of Americans now had access to broadband access and had computer access in their home. And it's a strongly correlates with when our intellect started taking a downturn. And it links up with other social research where they have looked at longitudinal studies and observational studies about children from ages of 0 to 3, the most formative years. Kids that are exposed to more television and more social stimulation, what they're calling it now excessive sensory stimulation, there's a direct correlation and probably causation between exposure to TV and loud noises and a decline in cognitive development. So those children who have the higher cohorts of noise and being put in front of a TV, being put in front of a loud computer screen all day, they are showing a decline in the ability to think logically, and they're showing a decline in the ability to hold attention. If you look at commercials for Alzheimer's and all kinds of dementia-related diseases that are being reported, the doctors tell you that if you don't exercise your brain, it's a muscle. It will atrophy, just like if you use a wheelchair and you don't need it. Your legs will atrophy, your muscles atrophy if you don't use them. The brain evidently is the same. So when you put your kid down in front of a loud TV or even put them in front of a computer screen, you think you may be increasing their intellect, but you're actually degrading their intellect, their cognitive abilities, and their ability to pay attention long term. There's even been a rise correlated with ADHD and attention deficit disorders among all ages of population, depending on how much they have been watching loud stimulation, including loud noise. The same thing happens with, even if it's not a visual, if you're hearing excessive noises at home, television, personal devices, teenagers wearing these loud headphones, they're actually hurting themselves cognitively too, because that is also showing not just a relationship between mental health, but also a cognitive decline, which is very concerning, because it's affecting everything. It affects our national security and it's affecting our politics. And I talk a little bit in the articles, both on the Substack and with Ross Story. Shout out to Ross Story for publishing me regularly. I talk a little bit about the partisan correlation. This is not anything to feel superior over. It's something that's very concerning, that the Republicans are holding a majority of the very lower educated states. Something like they represent about 65%, I think I quoted. And then the Democrats have something like 78% representation for the more educated cohorts. And it's not a good news. This dichotomy is not good, because we need all of our population to be as educated and as well informed as possible, because, as you know, less informed and less cognitively astute people are easier to manipulate, right? Not just by foreign actors, but by what's going on domestically. I mean, half of the country that is looking at the polls is going to scratch our heads and going, what on earth is happening? How can half the country be supporting someone that is hurting their interests? Someone who looks to the rest of us like a charlatan and a con man is now manipulating these people, taking their money and doing all kinds of things that will hurt them long run, and they don't seem to get it. So we need to figure out what to do about it.
Right. So back in the 1930s, there was a minor moral panic hysteria of people suggesting that radio was going to destroy the ability of people to read, because there were all these, you know, radio dramas were a big thing in the 1930s, and people were listening to the radio instead of reading novels. That didn't materialize. In fact, people continue to get smarter decade after decade. Television became ubiquitous in the late 50s, and by 1965, I think it was the year, more than 95% of American households had a television in them. And again, it was predicted that that was going to destroy our intellect, but it didn't. But Facebook hit the scene in a big way in the last was it, the last years of the 1990s or the early years of the 2000s?
And right. Well, what I read was in 2007 is when the majority of people started having access to broadband internet and using more social media.
But, right. So but it seems like social media might be the singular culprit here.
But you also have to look at the content. You're not, what you're talking about with the radio is true, but look at the content of that programming. If you go and listen to a radio station, any program that's been recorded from the 40s and the 50s, and I'd say into the 60s, the content is much more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the television. Go back and watch some movies that were made in the 40s and the 50s. The dialogue is a lot more complex. The plots are more complex. Now it's loud. It's big, bright colors. It's highly manipulative. It's in your face. And because we're feeding our brains so much easy stimulation, we're losing the muscle that processes logic and what enables us to do critical thinking. If you give too much sweet crap to your kid, they're not going to want the nutritious food. It's the same thing with our brain. If we're giving it easy, bright lights, easy stimulation, loud noises, this pablum that you see on TV half the time, we lose the ability to think. So I think that the 40s and the 50s, the radio station, the TV didn't have the effect that it's having now because the programming has changed so much. It's crap for the most part now. And social media is more easy crap. You know, it's all videos, mindless stuff that's addicting and fun to watch, but we're losing the ability to think, and it's correlating directly with our decline in intellect and IQ and reading and math comprehension.
Very mindless stuff.
At least we're talking about reducing the use of cell phones in schools. We're going to, I think it's...
There you go. That's an important one. The article is, Our Falling IQ shows in the polls over at sabrinahake.substack.com. Hake's take. Sabrina, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Always
this
a pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime, it's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and the flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. Welcome back. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Pat in Seattle. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Yes, I'd like your opinion. I'm trying to figure out what I think, and I'm just kind of in a quandary. On Friday, May 10th, New York Times had a headline, the White House defends voting no on a United Nations resolution to support Palestinian statehood. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was saying, what? You know, like, oh, Biden, you know, I thought, you know, you can't just talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk. And then I read down below, John Kirby gave the reasons, the rationale. And I go, well, maybe. So his rationale was that he basically, he said that, he said, see, I think it's just double speak. So Kirby says, you know, Biden remains fully, firmly committed to a Palestinian state, but that resolution was not the way to do it. And basically they say that we believe the best way to do it is through parties, not through the vote of the United Nations like this. And I'm going, this would have been so helpful for Biden strategically. I mean, he's losing so many people's belief because we're so complicit in the genocide. And if he would have voted yes, then I just think we could have pointed to that. Yeah. Plus, it would have been a good thing. But maybe I'm wrong. What's your opinion?
I agree with you, Pat. I think that there was no cost, basically, to this vote, or little cost to it. I mean, it would have... The Republicans would have been outraged, and they'd be yelling and screaming and calling Biden an anti-Semite and all this kind of stuff. But I don't think that plays well with the middle, frankly.
Right. In fact, I think when go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Well, when Republicans yell and scream, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. And I think the swing voters, and that's who everybody's freaked out about now, although, frankly, I think that the Biden base needs to get out. And as you point out, he's hurting his base by, or he has been hurting his base by not going farther. Now he has cut off Israel from their 2,000-pound bombs that they've been using to destroy entire city blocks in Gaza. Mm-hmm. And, you know, good on him for that. But he's taking some real serious crap for that from Republicans in the House and Senate. And
I still think that that's going to work in his favor, even when they're out campaigning.
I agree.
The other thing, I personally think that that's still too little too late. But I get it, you know, and we still have some months left. But
yes.
Thank you very much. I don't want to be jump the gun and be super critical, but I thought, wow, another missed opportunity. You know what I mean?
I think so too. Yeah. Pat, thank you for the call.
Okay.
Yep, thank you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to talk about the credit card companies and the ripoff. I just got some new change of terms. And my credit card, which I can't even believe.
Did you read it?
I have it right here. I have it printed out in front of me, and I'll give it to you. But I just want
go ahead. I'm sorry. Forgive my interruption.
Well, I want to thank you for you coming around to a Philadelphia style of politics, wanting to drag Ginny Thomas through the mud in front of a Department of Justice and Congressional House investigation. This is what I meant a little while back when I said we need to be cruel and vindictive. We need to go after everybody, not just the elected officials, because their families are loaded with criminals. I mean, just look at Trump's kids and his daughter. I mean, they should all be behind bars.
Eric should have been held in contempt of court this morning. But we got 30 seconds here, Paul. You wanted to speak about credit ripoff fees.
Credit card interest rate, this is what it just went. I'm going to read right from here. 39.99%. That's 40% a year if I make a late payment. $1.99 a month.
We need to bring back usury laws. Richard Nixon suspended them. You know, there used to be a federal limit of 10%. You couldn't charge interest over 10%. Nixon did away with that.
37.99%, 38% for a cash advance, 34.99%. This is something that's like a convenience card for my little eBay store.
This is like the mafia.
Worse than the mafia. They would break their own leg if they charged 10%. The gangsters would go after the other gangsters.
Yeah, I got to run, Paul. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rights may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard from his former fixer attorney, Michael Cohen.
Cohen laying out the paper trail of hush money payments to keep Stormy Daniels quiet about her alleged tryst with Donald Trump. Cohen describing opening an account for a shell company created to make the payment and telling the bank it would be used for consulting fees, something he now says was false. Cohen testifying he took out a home equity loan to raise the $130,000 to silence Daniels and that Trump approved.
ABC's Dave Packer. In federal court in Washington, D.C., Sai Varsith Kandala pleaded guilty to ramming a rental truck into metal barriers outside the White House in March of last year, Kandala admitting he was fueled by Nazi propaganda. An independent monitor declared that the Albuquerque Police Department is now in full compliance with reforms ordered by the Justice Department 9 years ago, paving the way for the end of almost a decade of court supervision. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expected to rule on whether unstaffed ballot drop boxes will be allowed in Wisconsin this year. 2 years ago, the court's former conservative majority ruled nothing in state law allows for absentee drop boxes anywhere other than local clerk's offices. Justices heard oral arguments Monday. Microsoft's president says the infrastructure in Racine County met for Foxconn played a role in its decision to invest $3 billion in a new AI data center.
No doubt, we are the beneficiaries of that earlier effort. You know, the land that was initially acquired that we're now able to buy, even the electrical infrastructure.
Brad Smith speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after President Biden's visit last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. The Kingdom Rules, the latest installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise called The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, was number one at the domestic box office this past weekend, taking in almost $59 million. The opening haul is good for third overall so far this year after Dune 2 and Godzilla X Kong. The Fall Guy came in a distant second with a little over $13 million. The critically acclaimed Zendaya film Challengers took third. Rounding out the top five are the low-budget horror film Taro, which came in fourth place, and the aforementioned Godzilla X Kong. According to Variety, cinema prognosticators are semi-encouraged about the strong opening of The Apes. The box office is still down about 40% from pre-pandemic 2019 and almost 20% from last year. Theater owners and studios are keeping their fingers crossed that the upcoming films Mad Max, Deadpool, and Inside Out 2 will rally the summer box office take. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here in the overnight. A partly cloudy sky. Lows by daybreak will be in the upper 40s. A northeast wind. On Tuesday, sunshine returns with highs in the lower 70s. Tuesday night, we'll see mostly clear skies. Winds will be light. Lows in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr.
Dr. Karen Tamarius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Next up on The Maggie Dawn Show, if you thought you were afraid of a second Trump presidency, I've got Trump's wish list of Supreme Court nominees. You won't want to miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Celestine, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I got a question. I've always been very impressed with Patty Murray, the senator from Washington State. Do you think she'll ever be a viable Democratic presidential candidate?
I doubt it. I think she's good. I think she's a good senator. She does a good job. But I've never seen any indication that she's... I'm getting a weird feedback from you, Mark. I've never seen any indication that she's aspiring to higher office. Have you?
Okay. I was just curious what you thought on that.
Yeah, no, I like her. I mean, I showed up for a fundraiser for her back, this was a decade ago. Went up to Washington, and I think it was at her house, as I recall. It's been a while. But I support Patty Murray. I think she's great. Mark, thanks for the call. Maria in Chicago. Hey, Maria, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, this is such a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you. I have been listening to you for years, and I've learned so much from you. So I just want to thank you for your service, okay?
You're welcome.
The only thing that I was listening to your guest earlier regarding the high Q, and I had a chuckle because my mother had dementia, so I started playing logic games 30 years ago to keep my mind sharp and so on. I'm sort of coming to a point where I want to discuss. So to me, it's so important that we use our muscle to discern, to make decisions for our best interest, and not allow a party or a con artist to make decisions for you. So I remember when I saw Trump going down the escalators, and then later I heard him say, "I love the poorly, the uneducated."
Right, the poorly
educated. And I thought to myself, "Yeah, the poorly." And I think to myself, "Wow, he has a lot of nerve." But you know what? He had a point, because I found out after the fact that civics was no longer being taught in the schools, and I thought to myself, "That's ridiculous." Mm. But you know what? It was done on purpose, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you can thank Reagan for that.
Oh, Reagan.
And Bill Bennett.
He's the cause of all this. I don't know why people thought he's such a saint. He wasn't. He was demented at the time.
No.
I didn't even knew it back then.
He was a good actor.
He was a good actor. Yeah, I will give you that. He was a good actor. So anyway, it gave me the thought of teaching civics. Because I thought it's so important, and I don't care what party you belong to, I think it's so important for you to really, or folks, when I say you, to understand what our founding fathers put together, to understand what our rights are, not to hear, you know, from a third party that's been changed somewhat. You know, the Second Amendment regarding our rights to defend. I mean, I understand all of that, but do we necessarily need an AR-15, you know? But I'm going off point here. So my thing is, back then, we're talking like 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. My thing is to start a podcast and maybe to start writing about the founding fathers, that these were people who were not happy with the king across the pond making decisions for them. And to help people understand, because you do this on your show, to help people understand, we could be just like them. We can make changes in our government. And so for me, it's important that I share my knowledge of civics to help them to understand why it was developed. Why do we even have the constitutions and the amendment? What was the story behind it all? And to do it as an ordinary person so that everyone would, you know, who decides to listen into my podcast or to read my writings would see that I'm just this average person who feels that it's important that we should all learn how to protect our interests, that we should all learn what our rights are, what the law protects, and what we're not getting protected.
Great rant.
And to be attorney.
Great rant. I completely agree. And I, you know, it's Reagan cut federal funding for education 20% right across the board, his first major cut. And, you know, David Stockman and Bill Bennett were out there talking about how, you know, students were basically parasites on society and all this kind of thing. And, you know, he was reflecting the interests of morbidly rich individuals who don't want to pay taxes. The legacy of that has been some real damage to us. So, Maria, thank you. You pointed it out really well and did a great job with it. Thank you so much. John in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I heard you mention before that you saw the cultural shift that happened in the 80s with Reagan, with, you know, us going from a country where we sort of poked fun at the rich to became envious of the rich and
virtually worshipful of the rich.
Yeah, and it reminded me when I first saw Trump speak in, I don't know, 20 during the debates, during the Republican debates in 2015, I remember thinking, he reminds me of a character on Little House on the Prairie. When I was a kid, we used to make fun of the Olsons. You know, they were the wealthy family in the Little House on the Prairie, and they owned this store, and their kids were spoiled rotten. And I thought, he reminds me of Nellie Olson.
The character. I never saw the show, so I can't speak to it.
Yeah.
It sounds right.
Yeah. We've changed our, you know, and it was more folky, right? I was born and raised in Iowa in the Midwest in a small city. And at the time that I was growing up, we didn't want to be, we wanted to be wealthy, but we didn't want to be like the rich, you know?
Right.
We didn't want to be that sort of person. And it was part of our culture to reject those sorts of people, you know, the people like Donald Trump. And that's completely changed now, where they don't reject him. In fact, the more he is the way he is, the more his base seems to like him.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how, other than living through it, I understand how we got there. But I don't understand how people who are from the same place as me, right? People who grew up in the times that I grew up, people who are from the places I'm from, how they can't see that.
I think it's neo-Calvinism, me. John. I think it's this idea that if somebody's really rich, they must be really smart. They must have great genes. They must be blessed by God. You know, some variation on those kind of three buckets of perspective. And the fact of the matter is, for most people who are really rich, they simply were born into really rich families, or at least, you know, well-off families. You know, Bill Gates, you know, his father used to talk about this before he passed away. About how he wasn't rich, but he was solidly upper middle class, so he could provide a good education to his son. Same with Mark Zuckerberg's parents. Elon Musk came over here. His family owned emerald mines in South Africa. He was quite wealthy when he came here. I mean, if you start out with money, you can make money. Donald Trump inherited $1 billion in today's money. And then pissed it all away, and then, which is why he's no longer a billionaire. He's just been in debt since the 90s. But
the troubling part to me is that people who are like me, from my culture, from where I'm from, are Trumpers. There are people that I know that grew up in the same culture.
I know.
And they're Trump people, and I don't understand how they were able to brainwash them. I guess that's my
repetition
best.
Goes a long way, John. And having 1500 radio stations where people are talking about this stuff constantly, having Fox so-called news out there building a kind of a cultural consensus, having the algorithms of both Facebook and Twitter tweaked to promote conservative and Republican points of view and diminish Democratic and progressive points of view. All those things add up, and they add up in a big way. And that's why, as much of the country is willing to embrace an orange fascist as it is. John, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's a thought-provoking question. What is really going on here? I think it's that simple.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Provide people with a sense of identity, a sense of tribe, and you give them a rationalization for their weird, their policy position.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for hot, healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Just go to GetSuperBeats.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, BEETS.com, GetSuperBeats, and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, and you get up to, you'll get 15% off and a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advance. That's GetSuperBeats.com, and the code is TOM. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Really enjoying your show as usual. I just had to make a quick comment. Your guest that was talking about the declining IQs, and it's funny that and I hate to use pop culture references, but it's so appropriate. It was prophetic. Mike Judge, you know, the cartoonist, did a movie about that it was so many years in the future, and someone was thawed out cryogenically from the past, and he was the smartest man in the world, because all of the accomplished people might have one child or no children, and they would, you know, be in university or be in a career so long that, and that's why in vitro fertilization, but that's a whole nother topic too, but that the unintelligent people were procreating in prodigious numbers. Oh. So that over time, it's a great movie. You got to check it out. It's called Idiocracy.
Yeah.
But well, it's exactly what we're starting to live.
There is something to that. I mean, you know, although it's, I'm not sure it has so much to do with intelligence as it does with economics, although there's often a correlation. The wealthier
absolutely.
People are, the less likely they are to have large families. It's real simple.
And I don't blame the internet or social media so much as I do what you're talking about, how they keep assaulting education.
Yeah.
Less teachers, less qualifications, less education for American people on every level. The middle class has to go into crippling debt to receive a higher. To make one other comment, my favorite class at university, do you remember Adam's Hats?
I don't.
It was a big company back in the 40s and 50s when everybody, especially men, wore hats.
Okay.
His grandson taught a class called the Sociology of Wealth, and he said at the time, he said, no matter what you do, 93% of wealth is either inherited or married into, and it's still the same now. And that was, you know, back in the early 80s when I was there. So it hasn't changed.
Yeah. No, it hasn't, and it probably won't. In fact, if anything, because of the changes to our tax code that Reagan, Bush, and Trump put into place, it's we're getting rigidified. I mean, those systems are, you're less likely to move, to be socially mobile now than you were 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
We didn't have royalty in this country, but we're approaching that now with the dynastic wealth mentality and the entitlement.
Absolutely agree, James. James, thank you so much for that. Ron in Seattle. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, climate change or climate disaster, it doesn't seem to be talked about much. And it would be nice to have a conversation kind of maybe weekly about climate. The other thought is, how do we get solar panels on all the roofs in America?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have, you know, you have industrial sites, you have Boeing. I live pretty close to Boeing in Renton, Boeing on the west side, and all these huge buildings, Boeing in Everett. Huge roofs and no solar panels, you know. So I think the conversation needs to start picking up, or there won't be, I don't know, there won't be anything. If there won't be AI, there won't be anybody. There won't be your grandkids.
I agree.
If this, you know,
Louise and I had a couple of solar companies come out and pitch us, you know, putting solar panels on our roof. And the first company, his sales pitch was, we'll put the solar panels on and we'll finance them. And your bill, you're paying right now, say, you know, $300 a month average for electricity. That's going to freeze. That's never going to go up, because that's now going to be your bank payment for the solar panels over a X number of year period. And when they're paid off, you know, they got a 25 year lifespan. When they're paid off, basically the whole thing is free. It's just, I mean, it's incredible. And plus there's a 30% tax credit right now, federal tax credit. And
It's all incredible, but nothing is really happening.
Yeah.
The conversation isn't there.
I think it is. I mean, I'm
Pramila Jayapal. I didn't hear Pramila Jayapal talk about climate. I don't hear our news. Well, you know what the news is. They aren't going to talk about it, but it's very rarely. You know, bring back that guy from Penn State University to talk more often. Or
Mike,
anybody.
Mike comes on the program regularly. Thanks a lot, Ron, for the call. Mike in Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Mike, I got less than a minute. You got a quick one?
Let's do a quick story about former Governor Sonny Perdue. Mm-hmm. I know you've said a lot of things about him in the past. If you want to talk about him some more, that's cool. But I don't know too many people know about when he was a state senator down in South Central Georgia. There was a forestry company, a paper company, that was going to sell off a lot of property. And it was the largest black bear habitat east of the Mississippi. And all the Sierra clubs, Nature Conservancy, and all the companies like that,
What's the punchline? Sonny Perdue did what?
Well, all the conservative.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm out of time. It's we'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and we'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever
ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On Monday, OpenAI unveiled its